This is News Talk.
Well, there's only one story dominating all of the front pages this morning. Obviously, the situation in County Kerry in Lixnaw. And I'll begin with the Irish Examiner. No motive in murder-suicide case. Gardaí investigating the double murder-suicide that has rocked a small North Kerry community say they have no motive for the killings, and Gardaí are now keeping an open mind as to why Maurice Massey O'Sullivan shot his partner Eileen and the couple's son Jamie at their home in Lixnaw on Tuesday evening. The Irish Daily Star, shot dead in their beds, is the headline there. Neighbours' horror at finding bodies 24 hours later. The Irish Daily Mirror has the same headline, shot dead in their beds. Farmer blasts partner and son to death, then turns gun on himself. The Irish Sun, shot dead as they slept in their beds. The Irish Independent, nobody should have to witness what I saw. They have an interview with a neighbour who describes finding the bodies of the mother and son. And the Irish Daily Mail, shot in their beds, a GAA loving son, a well respected mother and a father who kept bees. They seemed so normal until the father turned a gun on his family. The Irish Times main photograph is of vehicles carrying the bodies of three people leaving the scene near Listowel, County Kerry, after Gardaí were called to the property where they found the bodies there. So as I say, that story right across all of the front pages of the newspapers this morning. The Irish Times goes as its main story with the Fianna Fáil Thinkin, which is on today in County Cavan, and there is this long-awaited review of Fianna Fáil's election performance in 2020. So a year and a half later, finally, TDs and senators get this review into why Fianna Fáil performed as they did in the 2020 general election. And what the review has found is that Fianna Fáil concentrated too much on Sinn Féin in the last election campaign, and also that the party was damaged among young people by its stance, or certainly not Fianna Fáil's stance specifically, but a number of Fianna Fáil TDs' stance on the repeal of the Eighth Amendment referendum. This is the review of the state of the party. The document was given to members of the party last night, and it's going to be discussed by TDs and senators today. The Irish Times says it's expected there will be a stormy meeting during the party's think-in in County Cavan, and the party leader Micheál Martin is likely to face severe criticism, sources predict. So the think-in runs for 2 days, today and tomorrow, but they're going to have a parliamentary party meeting today in Cavan, and they're expecting sparks to fly there. I saw some TDs are calling for them to put their mobile phones into a special container before they go into that meeting, because, as you may know, there's a lot of leaking goes on. They leak like a tap, some of the Fianna Fáil members, during these parliamentary party meetings. So we'll see, do they have to put the phones into a special box before they go into that meeting? Now, the Irish Times also says that government plans to reform the Gardaí and its oversight agencies have been dealt a blow, because Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has said that he has serious concerns about legislation drafted to provide for the changes. The Irish Times has learned that Drew Harris sent forthright correspondence to the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Justice, in which he said reforms planned for the Gardaí by the government were draconian and marked by an absence of clarity. I think we need to watch this space. And also on the Irish Times front page, they talk about the Sláinte Care resignations, which you heard about on the news there, and the chairman of the group appointed by the government to advise on implementing Sláinte Care reforms resigned due to apparent unhappiness over the plan, over how the plan was being delivered. So now the future of Sláinte Care certainly up in the air when you've these two senior people resigning. The Irish Independent talks about the pension age, which, as you know, is going to go up. The question is, when does it go up? And we're told this morning that an increase in the state pension age going up to 67, that should be delayed by at least 7 years, according to a commission set up to examine the regime. The Pensions Commission report, which was submitted in recent days, is understood to recommend that the state pension age begin to rise in quarterly increments to 67 between 2028 and 2031, and then gradually it would go up to 68 years of age before the pension kicks in 2039. So another headache for the government. So they have to sort out the pension age, they have to sort out Sláinte Care, and they have to sort out reforms to the Gardaí after they get over things like COVID-19 and Brexit. So they've a lot of work to do. The Irish Examiner talks about this big report which is out this morning. We'll have more on News Talk Breakfast about it, about children before they reach teenage years. And a third of them are playing online with people they don't know. And this is going to frighten an awful lot of people this morning. A growing number of children are also not telling a trusted adult about something upsetting they came across online. This is the latest report by Cyber Safe Kids Ireland, which gathered the views of nearly 4,000 children aged between 8 and 12. 93% own their own smartphone device or smart device. I assume that's tablets as well. A similar percentage to the figures in the previous report. 84% reported using social media and instant messaging apps. Now that's despite the fact that all these apps and social media pages have a 13 plus age limit, so you can't join until you're 13 plus, and yet 84% of 8 to 12 year olds actually have access to social media. I think the most worrying thing about it though is that 1 in 3 8 to 12 year olds are playing online with a stranger. Of course you wouldn't let your child out in public to play with a stranger, and yet they're doing it online. As I say, more on News Talk of Breakfast about this. It certainly sounds troubling, and one would imagine that there's more that social media companies could be doing, particularly when a lot of them are actually based in this country. Perhaps they should be protecting the children of this country a bit better. The Telegraph this morning, staying with children, it's a story in the UK but probably applies here as well. You might let me know. You can text me 53106 if you're the parent of a school going child, because girls' school uniforms are 12% more expensive than boys, and parents of girls face a pink tax on clothing at major retailers. This is a new tax calculator which looked at the price of items for basic school uniform lists from leading retailers like Tesco, Marks and Spencer, Asda and Sainsbury's, and it found that girls' uniforms were markedly more expensive. On average, girls' school uniforms cost 11.87% more than boys for both primary and secondary school age children. And one of the reasons of this is that the girls have more clothing options, so there's more things to buy, and there's a wider range of items on offer for girls, and they need more materials and embellishments and all. But look, the fact of the matter is, it starts at a young age that clothing for girls costs more than boys, as I'm sure many of you will know. As you grow up, then women certainly face more costs than men when it comes to, you know, personal hygiene and clothing and all of that stuff. So that's interesting in the Telegraph this morning. Final story for you comes from the Irish Daily Mail. And if you're a fan of gin and tonic, well, there's a new G&T, and by tea, we mean a cup of tea. And as the Mail says, there are a few things we love more than a nice old cup of tea, but most of us are partial to the odd tipple or two as well. And now the latest trend in booze is bringing our favourite drinks together, with sales of tea-infused alcohol on the rise. Everything from gin and vodka to rum and whiskey is finding its way into brew-based blends, making tea time a far more grown-up affair. It's Earl Grey with gin, and it's rum with different types of tea as well. Apparently this is the new phenomenon, and it's a new drink trend, seeing spirits infused with your favourite cuppa. So you can read more about that in the Mail this morning. Not sure I love the sound of it, but sure, who knows. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com, this is News Talk.